Do not use gym machines. The only reason why you think a machine works is because you don't know how incredibly fast your muscles grow. They grow so fast and so well, refined by billions of years of biological wisdom, that you are actually misleading yourself by using a bench or a machine, thinking that that is somehow helping you. You are not increasing muscle growth by muscle isolation. No! You are preventing the rest of your musculature from developing. Do you understand? You need to lift with your entire body, all your muscles, and for hours, not with four muscles for 8 seconds. Non-stop, extended duration is earned by jogging for an hour with light dumbbells, and then, when you can, increasing their weight until it is no longer safe to slowly jog, at which point you enter a gym with 5, 7.5, or 10 pounds per hand and start doing standing dumbbell exercises, which are even better than jogging. Cycling 3 or 4 standing dumbbell exercises means that you don't need to stop, because you are switching between different muscle groups and allowing each to rest. Not stopping and synchronizing to the beats of music will help you with focus. Just do it. Do it for 3 months. Listen to this advice. It will change your life. You will not believe the results. It will turn out that the machines were pulling you back. You really need to see for yourself that muscle isolation does not make your muscles bigger. It just prevents your other muscles from developing. That is not what you need when you're starting out, and probably something you want to avoid when you are a large bodybuilder. When you sit on a bench and lift something somehow, the incredibly complex system of muscles throughout your entire body is turned off. You only trick yourself into thinking that you can lift heavier without endangering your back muscle, but you are actually preventing your back muscles from developing to keep you safe while lifting. More than that, lifting heavier than your body allows means that the exercise is likely to fail. That is not muscle failure that is stopping you. You are just cutting off your circulation. All the while preventing the rest of your body from adapting at all by not using it. I'm not even going to speak about the machines other than just to say that they sell memberships very well. I will mention that they could help the elderly, but that they would need much smaller weights and not be so rigid. They need to be more flexible. They need to have a nice on-ramp and off-ramp. So they are not even good at the closest thing that they could be good for, helping people with serious muscle atrophy and perhaps minor injuries and deformations to get a nice, gentle, safe workout without any risk of injury. And let me just stop and repeat how to do it right. If you are a little bit older, you start by power walking with 3-pound dumbbells. You walk as far as you can get and make sure that you eliminate all the rest. The moment you feel that your muscles have grown to account for 3 pounds or 5 pounds per hand, you start working on 7.5 pounds. Never go up by 5, just 2.5 pound maximum. And then, for the rest of the day, you may consider wearing wrist weights or leg weights or even a small weight vest. Keep on walking. Keep on increasing those weights. If you ever get bored, go hiking. Don't just stop your exercise. Get a nice backpack. Consider even sleeping in the woods. Find a nice camp area. Have a fire. Wake up in the morning. Go for more walking. The truth about human beings, in my mind, is that we are the perfect walking machines. And walking with ever heavier weights, as your body adapts and allows, is the perfect muscle-building exercise. And please, please note how walking with dumbbells is a full body exercise. Look how well every moment of your exercise is spent. Power walking with dumbbells will build every muscle in your body. Treadmills and step machines are minor exceptions in contrast to gym machines, but there is a huge problem here as well. Because if walking or even jogging is what you are after, doing so out in nature will increase your chances of success. Even in rain, which is wonderful in the summer and pure adventure in autumn. Even in snow, which is awesome for your legs, and you get to wear cleats and goggles. Finally, just to repeat one more time, all that bodybuilding is slowly learning to slowly jog for 1 hour, and then jogging with 3 pounds per hand, and then, when you can handle it, with 5 pounds, and then, when you can handle that for an hour, going up to 7.5 pounds, and then 10 pounds, and then 12.5 pounds, and maybe even beyond that. And let me just clarify that the jogging really is optional, because eventually you lift so heavy that you slow down to a walk anyways. Slowly jogging at first will just make you burn more fat, but swiftly walking is just as good. I bet that there is no difference at all beyond the fact that slowly jogging can help you jog faster and faster so that you can fully jog later on if you want to. But power walking and slow jogging are probably exactly the same in terms of body transformation. So you either slowly jog with dumbbells or just power walk with them, and always start in the beginning with 3 or 5 pounds so that your body has time to adapt for a full, non-stop hour, and then you can go up in weight. Duration of your exercise is far more important than the weights you lift, though you never lift so light that you can lift more, and of course, never so heavy that you are forced to stop for long during that precious hour. And please consider how you must power walk with these dumbbells as you age and for life. How that is a far more sustainable exercise than crazy machines at the gym. A good musculature as you age will probably protect you from every injury. And just look how you are going to become forever beautiful and forever young.